Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk lo Melanesia update. Me Koroi Hawkins lo program today by me look lo sample of the big fella stories around the region and behind by me go lo team lo Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
RNZ Pacific News lo pigeon me Koroi Hawkins. Former Fijian Attorney General Ayesaid Kayum with him former Supervisor of Elections Mohamed Sanim ota police lo Fiji ot been taken in for questioning lo Wednesday night. Mr. Kayum hemi been taken in lo Valelevu police station kosap lo Capital Suva around lo 1 PM while Mr. Sanim hemi been questioned lo Criminal Investigation Department headquarters lo Suva lo around 3 PM. FBC News hemi reporting that Chief Intelligence Investigations within Prosecutions Acting ACP Sakyo Raikadi hemi confirming that Mr. Saeed Kayum hemi been questioned in relation lo Wanfala report where hemi been lodged by Acting Supervisor of Elections lo last month were claiming various allegations of abuse of office with him use of forged documents. Mr. Sanim hemi been taken in for questioning lo Wanfala report where hemi filed by Acting Supervisor of Elections Anna Mata Diwa lo last month alleging abuse of office with him use blow forged documents too. Government blow Australia hemi committing kosap $7 million ko lo restore 9 fala cyclone damaged schools lo Fiji. Deputy Prime Minister blow Fiji Biman Prasad with him Australian High Commission official John Williams oto bin signing now this fala agreement lo Suva. Funding ya hemi formum part lo cyclone recovery program blow Fiji lo parts lo Australia. Mr. Williams, hemi say funding ya hemi from partner lo this initiative for supporting resilience. Wanfala United States government delegation hemi been confirming that by hemi re-establishing Wanfala embassy lo Vanuatu capital Port Vila. Delegation where hemi Torem Pacific hemi spending Tuesday with him Wednesday lo Vanuatu hemi announcing that U.S. would like for deepening bilateral relationship. U.S. hemi previously unveiling plans for new embassies lo Solomon Islands, Kiribati with him Tonga. Spokesperson for delegation Joseph Zandrovny hemi say lo local media that had been garam degree of strategic competition inside lo Pacific, but United States hemi like for help for addressing now specific needs lo people. Waka hemi go ahead for supporting ota disengaged youth lo Kiribati for Kasim ota careers. Child Fund Kiribati Director David Kakiakia hemi been born lo northernmost island lo Kiribati, Mankin, where hemi been looking challenges where youth lo Kiribati ot facing firsthand. Mr. Kakiakia hemi say ot leaps and bounds ot been made for Child Fund for supporting ot disengaged youth simply for a harem tok bloketa. Mr. Kakiakia hemi say ot been offered building block program for bridging na ota life skills and oketa waka bloketa. Dry rations hemi been sent lo to west hit areas lo Vanuatu lo 3 weeks after severe back-to-back tropical cyclones. Minister blo Climate Change blo Vanuatu Ralph Rengen Vanu hemi say sanval kakai ot been taken ko lo communities initially during ot assessments, but main food push hemi start lo middle lo last week. Hemi say people ot been frustrated while ot wait for supplies. Mr. Rengen Vanu hemi say by end lo this week kakai hemi should kasim everyone without need him lo most affected areas. Transparency International Papua New Guinea hemi say hemi confident that government hemi committed for ensuring success blow soon to be operational Independent Commission Against Corruption or ICAC. After legislation hemi been passed by previous parliament lo this week, Prime Minister James Marape hemi announced commissioners ota by this time selecting and soon garam organization whereby hemi operationalized. Chairman Blo Transparency PNG Peter Aitzi hemi say ot been garam wonful ICAC in place whereby hemi play wonful important role for overcoming corruption. While hemi been taken stuck a years for ICAC for hemi set up, Mr. Aitzi hemi say ot been reassured by government that organization ya bahemi properly funded. Lo sports giving players game time and for opportunity for experiencing top level matches hem now challenge for Fiji under 20 football squad where they're ready for FIFA under 20 World Cup lo Indonesia. Team manager Kartik Reddy hemi say hem now biggest challenge blood this time. Team ya hemi go ahead for participate lo Tri Nations FIFA International Friendly Series against Team Solomon Islands Vanuatu with Team Fiji national sides. Team but meeting Fiji national side lo next game blood lo friendly series tomorrow. Lo Teste, lo Ba, after Otbin losing opening game blota 4-1 against Team Solomon Islands, lo Monday night lo lau tokam. And Fiji hemi bin nemi monfalatiti member squad for upcoming FIFA Futsal International Friendlies, who are being played lo Vodafone Arena lo Suva lo next month. National Futsal head coach Jerry Sam hemi say after successful 2 days lo trials last weekend, what have been selected mod best players brota. Sam hemi say players have been selected upon performance and understanding blue game during lo trials. Hemi say about garam two teams inside lo competition. And I'm now News and Sports lo Pidgin from RNZ Pacific.
And I'm now some of the top stories lo here today from RNZ Pacific. This time the me join him now team from Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
Internet headlines: United States supports Vanuatu with over 400 million Vatu towards cyclone's response. USA reinforces its bilateral relationship with Vanuatu. Good evening and welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizi Kalsakau. Leading our news tonight, Climate Minister Regan Vanu requests UN countries to support ICJ resolution. The Climate Minister of Vanuatu, Ralph Regenvanu, is requesting all UN-sponsored and non-sponsored countries to support in next week's UN meeting on ICJ resolution.
You know, oppose him. You know, ask him to get on vote. You allow him to pass. Majority of the world is about the Venice. Every vulnerable country in the world is about the Venice. Have you want something whereby help him? Every country in the world, you know, Mivalanamo, by help him to all developed countries where all high emitting countries. By helping look at the Losai law, clarify and full up something where all is sign him, all obligations under international law. So I mean, you should look at someone constructive something whereby helping people you say move world go forward. I'm supposed to have consensus by the first time in the history of the world that one request for advisory opinion will come out in the General Assembly and he passed by consensus. You get full up a request for advisory opinion like CJ where everyone will vote him. Suppose you meet got one situation where you know got one country asking one vote, we got consensus from by the first time in history law world. That one request for advisory opinion law International Court of Justice, he passed without vote by consensus.
Regenvanu says Vanuatu's Prime Minister will present during next week's meeting.
So on Wednesday next week, from by me with them Prime Minister, but we fly travel to New York, plus stop the UN General Assembly law Wednesday next week, law time law vote, yeah. And Prime Minister Bahemi make him one talk on behalf floor or core group here of 18 countries. Bambali put them resolution the floor blow vote lehem. We've lost up hopes Bambai from big fellow support where resolution got finished. Bambai no got any country and we ask him blow cut one vote. We've lost up hopes Bambai you no got any country he ask him blow vote or countries where only no been co-sponsor him. Bambai only know, ask him, say, no, me vala want to vote from vala, no, happy or something, or me vala hopes every country, by either Bambai abstain, or gata way, you know, support him, or 120, or another one, 170. Bambai only abstain or only vote in support.
Regenvanu says since the beginning of the campaign up until present, Vanuatu was fortunate to have a funding partner to fund the campaign.
You may have been lucky, law. For finding one good fella donor partner for fund ICJ campaign for Vanuatu. In fact, time when me Minister of Foreign Affairs 2019, we've been going to London, we meet him donor here, when we got an agreement for Ogata. So Ogata only fund him every something. I think Vanuatu government no not any cost. Only fund him extra staff, lo Plesia, lo Ministry of Climate Change, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Only fund him extra staff long all overseas missions blimey, or extra staff in New York, only fund them or lawyers blimey. If you got a big network of international lawyers, when it's the work, only fund them all travel. For example, travel to Mimo Prime Minister of New York can be funded by this initiative, this donor funding partner. So really, you mean all incur many costumers, Lemme. And long budget, oh, I think 2020 or 2021, we forget, before I've been appropriating amount here, where donor I give him to me, inside the budget to me. So I become, I'm used for public funds, so you may receive him some funding or some natural donor I give him, or some Australia or New Zealand or China or Japan. He come in, you may appropriate your budget to me. But then we come from one private donor, I mean, one country, I mean, one, I mean, we call them in English, one philanthropic organization, one charitable association, where at least the funding all kinds, something else.
Raghavanu further explains what will happen if the UN passes the resolutions.
So time, UN passed some resolution here on Wednesday. Within 2 weeks, by Secretariat of the UN, I submit him copy of request for advisory opinion, lo English or French, you call lo ICJ. So within 2 weeks after number 29, so by middle of April, by request he received lo ICJ from the United Nations, say, or country of the world, only one them say, Koti, give him one thing lo issue here where he effect lo climate change, all obligations along all states, lo make him sure say no got harm along all people, or human rights, lo people, environment. Within 3 or 4 months, Pambali ask him, all states will make first submissions, or first arguments or submissions, court. And then Bali give him another 6 months again, all states will have respond or some arguments will not states will put him. And then you may expect him, say, by 1 year's time also, you may get one first draft advisory opinion.
Raghavanu says the benefits will be reaped by every country around the globe and will also ease the process of accessing the Green Global Fund.
One meeting, by me help him. All countries, the world will understand them better. One and now, all he must make them, follow them law, follow them all agreement, will he sign them. Also in Paris Agreement, Convention on the Law of the Sea, where he got all obligations, all states, he's inside, all he sign, all he agree, will make them. Full up, you know, meet him, one and all he tell him, say, will he make them. By court, he tell him, say, one and legal obligation, will make them, or something where you've been agreed, will make them. So by him, we give him extra weight, law. All argument, but you must make him one of you tell him say make him. Another one is that by me help him all country too, but look one em laws only need blow pass him, blow only comply better with them all international agreements only sign him the side blow climate change, the side blow human rights, the side blow protection of environment. I me help him too blow look service international law is that naya might get something where you know cover of one convention. Or you know got one agreement where you must get one new convention blow cover my place here. Even I believe say when I see your advisory opinion by help of side of finance too, simply because all countries in the world only agree with this. To put one money, the Green Climate Fund, to help them all countries also in Vanuatu. Agreement is happening. Only no stop make them, all same way only sign from. Advisory opinion by tell him say, one of them legal obligation, you blow make them, one of you tell him say, by you make them. And maybe by him, you give him extra weight, law, think things, only must commit him fund, all same way agree with him, must make him say, he must cuss him, all countries also in Vanuatu, you mean him say, he must make him say, access him more easy, to achieve him objectives, law. Climate change agreement where any increased finance for addressing climate change.
Minister of Climate Change, Ralph Raghavanu. In other news, Dr. Kurt Campbell, President Biden's U.S. National Security Council Coordinator for the Indo-Pacific, led a high U.S. government officials to Vanuatu from Tuesday the 21st of March, ending today, Wednesday the 22nd. The delegation consists of Michael Schiffer, Assistant Administrator of the Bureau for Asia, United States Agency for International Development, USAID. The U.S. focus on strengthening the bilateral relationship between both countries. In a press conference this morning, Dr. Campbell underlined the United States' commitment to an open, free, secure, flourishing, and peaceful Indo-Pacific. Campbell was joined by U.S. Agency for International Development Assistant Administrator for Asia, Michael Schiffer, a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Bureau of East Asian and Pacific Affairs, Mark Lambert, U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Michael Day, Commander District 14, and Mr. Joseph Zadrozny, United States Chargé d'Affaires, based in the U.S. Embassy in Papua New Guinea. On their visit, Campbell underlined the United States' commitment to meet the needs of the people of Vanuatu during these disasters.
We are determined to take the necessary steps to step up our own game. We recognize that there have been periods where we have not been as deeply engaged as we should have, given the strong historical, moral, and strategic elements of our overall approach. And again, we're just very grateful by the support that we've received from the Vanuatu government to address the specific needs of the people, where the people of Vanuatu and the Pacific are struggling. Climate change, illegal fishing, educational links, opportunities for more investment in infrastructure.
Dr. Campbell told a press conference that he had an exciting and productive meeting with the Prime Minister Ismail Kasakau, which they discussed illegal fishing, climate change, the return of Peace Corps back to Vanuatu, and bilateral relationship as the main priority. On the question of ICJ resolution, whether the U.S. will support it during the next week UN meeting, and this is what he has to say.
Our job is to be involved in the practical manifestations and the specific steps that we can take on climate change. And I promised the Prime Minister that I would take his appeal back directly to the highest levels of the U.S. government. But I also told him that one of the things that President Biden was most proud of is that if you look at all the efforts of climate change globally, the country that has done the most in terms of major investments in addressing issues associated with reducing emissions and preparations for adaptation, that's the United States. And so we're committed to that. We recognize that Vanuatu's voice and role are unique. It's like a bell. It's a clarion call. And we deeply, profoundly respect.
The two countries discuss ways that the United States could support the government of Vanuatu in its efforts to enhance its capacity to monitor and protect its maritime resources. Dr. Campbell has confirmed the U.S. establishing its embassy in Vanuatu.
Look, we have our advance teams coming almost immediately to start scouting and to take the necessary steps. Look, if we had our way, it would be tomorrow. But there are some initial steps that we have to take with respect to the appropriate properties and security and the like. But I will say the desire is great. The reason that we want an embassy here is to facilitate all this other engagement. What Michael's team will be doing in USAID, what we hope to be able to do with the Coast Guard, efforts with the Peace Corps. I will say I don't think I've ever met a group of people more inspiring than our Peace Corps. And it is great to hear how much they are welcomed. The Prime Minister went out of his way to say how much he appreciated their expertise, their commitment, and their passion. He talked about visiting islands where he engaged local American volunteers who spoke languages that he didn't think Americans could speak. So I was very pleased by that, and I was very proud. And we are going to take the steps to have a large group of volunteers here just as soon as possible.
Dr. Campbell and his delegation left Vanuatu to continue with a Pacific tour. And in aid, the United States, through the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, has allocated 384 million Vatu in humanitarian assistance to support relief effort towards the devastating impact of twin cyclones Judy and Kevin. USAID Assistant Administrator for Asia, Mr. Michael Schieffer, announced the funding in a press conference this morning at the Peace Corps headquarters in the capital. The emergency support will enable humanitarian partners to provide various assistance.
I'm pleased to be able to announce that we are going to be providing an additional $3 million for response and relief efforts to address the devastating damage that Tropical Cyclones Kevin and Judy. That's in addition to the $200,000 that we provided in the immediate aftermath of the two tropical cyclones. This additional support will allow us to address shelter needs, water, sanitation, and health, food security, including some of the potential long-term.
The United States has promptly reached out to Vanuatu with 24 million Vatu funding just immediately through Care International to meet immediate needs such as emergency shelter, wash and protection assistance to 4,000 people in most affected communities, including distribution of dignity and shelter kits. With the recent announcement on additional funding from the United States government amounted to over 400 million Vatu to support Vanuatu in relief. Fairfoot. USAID works year-round to help communities in Vanuatu prepare for and be more resilient to natural disasters. Through existing awards, USAID's disaster risk reduction and preparedness partners are assisting the government of Vanuatu to respond to the impact of tropical cyclones through logistics, emergency telecommunications, and coordination assistance. With that, conclude our Vanuatu Nightly News. But you can still follow VNN through Buzz FM SoundCloud, Buzz FM Facebook page, our website www.buzzfm.vu, or on Radio New Zealand, Melanesian Update, RNZ Pacific. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. A very good night.
And that was the Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
And have now Melanesian Update Program, Nikoroi Hawkins. Thank you to Mas for tuning in. Yusa Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs, lo website blomifala, rnzi.com, and mifala stop to lo Facebook and lo Twitter, just search him at RNZ Pacific.